The court has a range of options in its ruling, anywhere between doing nothing to setting Lori free. It could also order Peru to give Lori a third trial. Rights groups and Berenson's defense hope that the court will take the opportunity to determine Peru's anti-terrorist legislation illegal, which would have a positive effect on all Peruvians, especially those undergoing retrials. From San Jose, Costa Rica, I'm Nicole Carson for Free Speech Radio News.
This is Free Speech Radio News. I'm Deepa Fernandez.
And you're listening to radio station WBAI in New York, where the time is just about 7 o'clock on a Sunday. On a Wednesday, yes. And you're listening to WBAI in New York, and time for an extended edition of Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. Only live on for the best, expect the worst. I hope that's understood. Bundle it low.
First thing we're going to try to do is get Bernie S. on the phone. Bernie is currently speeding his way to Dayton, Ohio for the first day of the Dayton Hamvention. I'll be heading out there afterwards. And that's the request for our special authorization code, which I now have this week. And in a moment, hopefully, Sprint allowing, we'll be hearing the cheery voice of Bernie S. as he hurdles his way to Dayton, Ohio. Somewhere on an interstate.
Hello.
Bernie, is that you?
That's me.
Okay, are you able to pick us up on the shortwave out there?
Listening propagation is excellent. I was listening to the show.
Well, wasn't much of the show to listen to yet.
Yes.
Just kind of walked in.
I'm on the Pennsylvania Turnpike heading west, a little bit of south of heading, as you mentioned, towards Dayton, Ohio, where tens of thousands of electronic enthusiasts gather each year.
And you're one of them, obviously. You might even be two of them.
As are you.
I don't know if I'd call myself a ham enthusiast.
No, it's not limited just to hams. I said electronic enthusiast.
Yeah, I'm an enthusiast in general. So, yeah, I guess I fit the description somewhat broadly. Yes, I'm leaving later than you. You always leave really early for this thing. It officially starts on Friday, so how come you're heading down there on Wednesday?
Well, because I'd like to get there Thursday. It's open to vendors, and I usually get a space on the inside of the fence to scope out the situation ahead of time and talk with other vendors and see what's available and get a lay of the land sort of thing. But I look forward to seeing you and some other people on Friday. It's amazing how many 2,600 people we meet each year at the Dayton Hamvention.
We meet them on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, too.
That's
out there.
Right.
People
That's
swerve
right.
and wave and, you know, jump out.
keep the 2600 van and just go bananas.
Yeah, well, that's why they do it, because otherwise they would have no way of knowing who we were. But yeah, the 2600 van makes its way out there and somehow travels all that distance across to Ohio and makes it all the way back. And we meet quite a few interesting people throughout the entire weekend. Jeff, you've been there on a number of occasions.
Yeah, the fact this is the first year in how many years, Bernie, since I've been?
Three or four. You and I went out there, three times.
At least, yeah.
And this is, I think this may be the first year you've missed, unless you're going out with Emmanuel this year, are you?
No, I'm not going to be able to make it.
We have plans for him, though. He doesn't yet know, but you may see him yet. We'll see.
I'm being kidnapped.
Might not be very happy, but Red Hack, though, you're going this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be interesting.
Your first time out there.
Yeah.
To Ohio.
To Ohio, yeah. I've never been to the Midwest, so it should be...
Well, those off-the-hook listeners who are excited by this, yes, it's true. The 2600 van will be making its way through Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and parts of Ohio, and maybe other states, too, if we get lost like we did once before. It takes place at Dayton. What's the name of the place, Bernie?
Oh, the Hara Arena, H-A-R-A, Arena. And listeners interested in finding out more can go to hamvention.org and read all about it.
Okay, now, you're driving right now. Are you at the wheel?
No, fortunately, I have a chauffeur this year.
Oh,
so I'm a passenger. And I just, about half an hour ago, passed a very, very interesting sign along the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It was a homemade billboard that said, Flight 93 Tours, this way.
Oh, my goodness. You're kidding me. They've turned it into a tourist attraction?
Apparently.
Flight 93 being the flight that crashed in the field on September 11th.
In Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Well, crashed or was shot down, we're not really sure.
Uh-huh.
But in either case, I guess it crashed. But.
Okay. Well, did they charge admission to this thing? Or?
Apparently, this is a money-making, it looked like a homemade sign for people running a little tour operation. So terrorist tourism is taking off out here in central Pennsylvania.
I'm trying to figure out what that tour would be like. I mean, the plane crashed in a field. What really can you show?
Well, it's probably a big hole in the ground and somebody talking about, you know, maybe an eyewitness is giving a tour. Maybe there's little pieces of the plane you can look at. Who knows?
Unbelievable how...
I don't understand the shock here. They've turned the World Trade Center site into a tourist attraction. Why not the Flight 93 site?
Well, because the World Trade Center was a big, huge building in the middle of a city and a field in Pennsylvania where something just happened to I don't know, it just seems
was,
a bit more bizarre.
That was a big, huge field in the middle of a state. I don't understand the difference.
Yeah, okay, well... Anyway, so what else are you seeing?
On a more positive note,
yeah.
Just passed a very nice set of windmill generators. There's a half dozen really large ones like you see out in the Netherlands and Sweden and so forth. So that was good to see here in Pennsylvania is wind power being used.
Yeah, definitely. What part of Pennsylvania are you in right now?
Near the town of Somerset, or Johnstown, Pennsylvania, actually. Johnstown, home of the FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. It's a large federal government agency that monitors all financial transactions worldwide. If you make any credit card transaction or bank electronic funds transfer or money wire, whatever, they have it in their databases and they look for all kinds of suspicious money patterns.
You know, Bernie, you should be giving the tours because, you know, going through any town, you seem to know a fact about it.
Well, just a trivia nut, I guess.
That's good. That's good. Now, Mike, you're here as well.
I'm here.
And any news from your neck of the woods as I try to get my articles here together?
Well, a bit of news about this company, Covance, that we've been talking about.
The one that was threatening you.
Yes, Covance, which abuses animals and abuses free speech, and is headquartered in Princeton, New Jersey, has managed to get the main site criticizing it, which was on a server in Hong Kong. They got that site shut down by hiring some lawyers in Hong Kong.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's going to happen a few times because Bernie's driving out there in Pennsylvania. In fact, Bernie, it might be better for you to call us on the special number, which hopefully he has, but okay. We'll try him again later, though, if he doesn't reach us.
So the main site in Hong Kong is now gone, but there's more and more people are emailing me and emailing each other and putting up copies of this site. I just today got an email from the Montreal 2600 group, put up a mirror on their server. So lots and lots of people, but none of these people are in the United States, which kind of upsets me because the United States seems to be the only jurisdiction where they have no legal case, and yet all these Europeans are resisting the laws there to keep this information out there. Mm-hmm. But the Americans who are at no legal risk to themselves seem to be wimping out. So that kind of worries me.
So what can people do if they want to add to the list of people mirroring this?
They can go to my website is mlcastle.net/covance, and they can get all kinds of legal information. And also on that page is a zip file with the information which Covance would not like you to see.
Okay. And yes, legal battles continue. They never seem to go away. This is Off the Hook. We're on for 2 hours tonight. In fact, this is a special fundraising edition of Off the Hook. So if this is your first time tuning in, well, you're especially lucky because you get to see what makes us all tick, and that's your listener contributions. We don't have commercials. We don't rely on corporate money to survive. We rely on our listeners, and we're going to give out details on just how you can do that. And hopefully we'll see a strong showing. This is the only time we're going to be on for the fundraiser. In fact, this is our last show for this month. We won't be on again until June. And there's all kinds of things happening, all kinds of exciting projects that are coming to a conclusion that are sort of culminating tonight as part of what we're going to be offering people. So please stay tuned. We're going to be giving out the information in just a couple of minutes. And get by your telephone. And if you have a credit card, you might want to grab that too, because that's always handy thing to have. Shall we try Bernie? Well, we can try Bernie in a little bit. Let's go over some news. Yes, Jeff.
You don't want to talk about the let people give a little more time to think about the opportunities that we have for them?
You want to get into it right now?
I would.
Maybe you're right. Radio's like that. People can listen for a few minutes, and then all of a sudden something comes up, and they're distracted. So, yeah, you might be right. We might have to get right into this now and allow for people to call in. Well, first of all, let me give the number out. For those of you that just want to call in and don't care about what we're offering in exchange, I admire people like that. You know, people who just want to contribute and keep the station going. That's what it's really all about. 212-209-2950 is the phone number. We have a couple of different premium levels, which actually I just realized now I don't have in front of me unless this is it right here. Maybe I should verify it first before I start talking about it over the radio. But I can tell you what it should be. There should be a 75 and a 125 level. Mike is running out to the other room to...
I did spend some time over there before, yeah.
Did you? Did you get the information?
I got it. It's in my head.
It's in your head.
Do you want to rely on it or do you want to wait for
I've
Mike?
I've relied on your head many times and it's never let me down. So not a problem.
Always a first.
Well, okay. I'll ask you then if what we're offering is correct. And
okay,
you tell
there
me
you
if
go.
It's not. We have a couple of tickets to this conference that is coming up in July, right here in New York City. It's called the Fifth Hope, and it's our Fifth Hope Conference. Hope, of course, being hackers on planet Earth. The first one was in 1994, 10 years ago. Second one was called Beyond Hope. That was in 1997. The third was H2K in 2000. And the last one was H2K2, which took place in 2002. Most of them have taken place at the Hotel Pennsylvania, which is right across the street from Penn Station. This one is called the Fifth Hope. We have kind of a propaganda, biblical-type feel to it. And it's taking place July 9th through 11th, again at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. Now, we have a number of really cool speakers so far. We have a lot of people that have been submitting ideas for talks, and it's still open for people to do that, although it's filling up pretty quickly. But let me tell you right now, some of the people that we do have as keynotes, and this is really pretty exciting news, I think. We have Kevin Mitnick, who has been on this radio program many times and has been the subject of quite a few discussions. We have Steve Wozniak. Yes, that's right. Apple's very own Steve Wozniak has quite a history in the hacker world, and a lot of good stories to tell. And this guy is just really so cool. He's one of the people who has made it to the top and has not been ruined because of that. You know,
I actually enjoy the man just for the fact that we share education. Mm-hmm. That's where he's come back to, and it's refreshing.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of the things he's had to say about the hacker culture, and they're just dead on. He gets it. He really does. So we're pleased and proud to have him as our keynote as well. And Jello Biafra will be back as well. I talked to him last week, and he's eager to come. He'll be speaking on, I believe, Sunday of the conference. So we have three real giants in the world of technology, activism, whatever you want to call it, just the kinds of things that our audience is really into. Kevin Mitnick, Steve Wozniak, Jello Biafra. In fact, I was talking to Mark from Negative Land as well, and it looks like he's going to be back as well, which definitely is a cool thing. That panel got a lot of positive response. That's only the tip of the iceberg.
And he just sent us an email, I noticed, right before we got on.
You saw that, huh?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
yes.
We might have a late-breaking news flash on that,
yeah.
Something that people should know about. That's the conference, the Fifth Hope. It's taking place July 9th through 11th. And what we're offering for a cost of, I believe,
$125
is a pair of tickets to the Fifth Hope conference.
And
the off-the-hook T-shirts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, one T-shirt.
One T-shirt. Yeah, so you're going to have to fight over that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not cool to wear the same shirt anyway with the person that you get the ticket with. So, you know, you can share the shirt. One person wears a shirt one day, and another day the other person wears it. Yeah, that works out. But in any event, if you look at this, tickets to the conference are $50. So you're not really spending more by doing it this way. The contribution is almost a direct purchase. We're donating the tickets to WBAI, so that's our generosity is at work there as far as saying however many tickets we can give away tonight, we're going to donate that to the radio station. So 212-209-2950 for a pledge of $125. You can get that pair of tickets plus an off-the-hook T-shirt. And I believe you also get the WBAI folio. You get the right to vote in the advisory board elections or whatever. You can run for various things at the station. It's all up on the website, WBAI.org. 212-209-2950 is the phone number for a pledge of $125. You get those pair of tickets to a conference with all kinds of cool people showing up and speaking. For a pledge of $75, you'll get something that we're just announcing today for the first time. Something that has been in the works.
Long awaited.
Oh boy, has it been long awaited. It's been in the works for years, and finally we're at the position where we can say, yes, it's done. It's ready. We're talking about the Freedom Downtime DVD.
Actually, that's finished?
It's, yeah. You know, I should say DVDs, plural. Yeah, because
more than one.
There are two DVDs. It's a two DVD pack. Unbelievable.
So there.
Yeah. We have so many features on this thing. We couldn't fit it on one. We tried. We really tried to fit it on one, but current technology simply does not permit that. So we have two double-layered DVDs that...
They're both double-layered, too, so you're getting... Tons and tons and tons of data.
People may ask, what kind of information could possibly be on there? Well, you know, for one thing, we have so many different translations of this film. Freedom Downtime, of course, being the documentary about Kevin Mitnick, the hacker world, and 2600, all kinds of things like that. It's been available on VHS, and it's played at a few film festivals. Now we have that film, but we also have, in addition, we have director's commentary. We have translation to different languages. What are some of the languages? Might you have a list there? Oh, boy, that's
I have a list.
Big list.
I don't know if we want to read the whole list. It's
well, if you read the whole list, that'll give me plenty of time to call Bernie back.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead?
So we have translations. These are subtitles, not dubbing, because you don't want dubbing anyway, into Danish, German, English, Spanish, Estonian, Farsi or Persian, Finnish, French, Hebrew, Croatian, Italian.
Slow down a little bit.
Also, we have translations in Japanese and into Dutch. Also, Norwegian, Polish, Portuguese, and into Russian, Swedish, Turkish, and Chinese, which is 20 languages in all, if you count English.
So Bernie S. has returned. Bernie, welcome back.
Thank you. Now I have the secret number.
I gave you the secret number. I'm sorry, he didn't have it. Yes, Jeff.
We didn't do the Klingon.
We didn't have Klingon. No.
Oh.
We tried. You know, we really did. We wanted Klingon so badly, and several people said, yeah, I'll do Klingon, and they just, I guess they might have started, and then they realized, what in God's name am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't finish it. you know.
Those flaky Klingons.
But over how many languages?
20 languages, if you count English. 19 foreign languages.
Yeah, so that's amazing that we have that many translations. And I think it just goes to show what the hacker world can do when it gets together and everybody does part of the task.
I don't know any DVD that has that many translations.
It's unbelievable. And that's caused no end of complications as far as the production, because, you know, some of the software reviews has never dealt with that many translation tracks at the same time. So it did weird things that only happen when you do that. And, of course, since nobody else ever did that, we were the ones discovering it. But we've gotten over those hurdles. We have 20 languages on this thing. And that's only one feature. There's a Kevin Mitnick interview. There's all kinds of lost footage. There's the promo for the film, which came out before the film was even made. There's just so much. There are hidden things, too, which we can't talk about. But there are lots of hidden things and games and
Easter eggs?
Yes, Easter eggs, you might call them. You know what we don't have? We don't have any phone calls unless this thing isn't working. 212-209-2950. We just offered you two really great things. These phone lines should be busting with activity right now. We have a room full of volunteers, and we have a tally total of zero. Now, that's not going to encourage very many people to continue with the kind of exuberance that we've been forcing ourselves to put out in the last few months and years to get these projects done.
And isn't there another premium, one more?
Yes.
Is there another one?
Yes.
There's
one more.
I don't know about this one.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
For people who pledge $50 or more, they will get an off-the-hook T-shirt.
Oh, okay, yes, that's true. 50 or more off-the-hook T-shirt. So that means that if you pledge $75 for the off-the-hook DVD, I mean, for the Freedom Downtime DVD, you will get a T-shirt in addition to that. It's a really good deal. But again, two pledge premium rates, $75, $125. Bernie, what do you think?
I think it's a tremendous opportunity to support a good cause and to get something fun at the same time.
And, you know, you're in this video quite a bit, too. You get to tell the story of, should I give it away? The story of how you almost bumped off a mob boss in prison?
Yes, it was a true mob hit. But
Don't tell the story here, because that's on the DVD.
All right, well, we'll let people find out on their own by watching Freedom Downtime.
It's a great story and something that that you can hear in addition to many other things. We have extra footage, I think, of almost 3 hours of all kinds of things we weren't able to use. Some of it has nothing to do with the whole Kevin Mitnick case.
I just remember the tour of the special effects place.
That was pretty interesting. The special tour of special places is a whole feature on the 2600 van.
Yeah.
All kinds of crazy neat things that we threw together, including alternate versions of scenes, scenes that had to be cut for time purposes. And we have other little stories that are told as well. 212-209-2950. I see two calls on the line, although they're in very strange places. I'm not sure if that little device is working properly.
There you go.
Here. All right, we have four calls on the line. That's good to hear. I guess people realize, you know what, that's not a bad deal. Or maybe it just made it out to the internet, which takes about 3 minutes. Yes, folks, this is a good deal. This is a very good deal because this is what everybody's been clamoring for quite some time.
Yeah, it's really lighting up.
It's lighting up like a Christmas tree. There it goes. 212-209-2950. $75, get the Freedom Downtime DVD, which, by the way, will be available, but if you pledge to WBAI, you'll be the ones getting it first. And you'll be the ones strutting around your neighborhood saying, look what I have, and you don't. That makes me better than you.
Because material things make people happy,
and that's what we're all about here at the radio station, material things. That's the message we're trying to get through, albeit subtly. You know, we try not to hammer it into your head. But yes, materialism is what moves everything.
I thought we were supposed to claim that you don't pledge for the premiums. You pledge to support the station. Isn't that what we usually say?
There's that point, too, yes.
The good people do it that way.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try that then. It's not about what you get. Except for the radio station. You get the radio station. It's your investment into the signal, into the fact that this place has been here since early in the decade of the 1960s. You know, over 40 years of, soon it's going to be 50 years, of broadcasting non-commercial material to the city and now to the world.
It's not just a clone of some Comcast station on the other side of the states.
That's right. We're not owned by Clear Channel. And we've got Comcast either. We're not part of National Public Radio. We're not part of all these big, huge networks. We're an independent collection of voices. Something you can be a part of, too. Many times we open up the phone lines to our listeners. Many times people come in off the streets and start doing radio here. That's what it's all about. That's what radio used to be all about. And that's what I hope this place will preserve for many, many years to come. 212-209-2950. That's the real reason to call and show your support, because every time we do this, we get enough support to keep the place going until the next time we have to do it. If we were a commercial station, obviously, we wouldn't do that. We would be playing commercials instead, and you'd have no choice.
And the one thing we could add, too, is if they really want the stuff, this is the only place you can get the T-shirt. This is the only time it's available. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we sell.
They don't sell this in Kmart. They don't sell this in Macy's. They don't
Or on the 2600 website.
They don't even sell it there.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool T-shirt.
It is a pretty cool T-shirt.
I guess the distribution deal with Walmart fell through.
Yeah, those slime, they didn't do it.
You know what the problem is? We wouldn't package them with RFID tags, which they now require.
Yes, we promise there are no RFID tags in the clothing that we send out. However, there may be RFID tags in the magazine. We don't know. Anything's possible. 212-209-2950. And again, for $125, you get two tickets to the HOPE conference coming up in July. You know what? These tickets are transferable. So if you're not sure if you can go, you can always get them and give them to somebody. Wouldn't that be a nice present?
We just had Mother's Day.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, the HOPE conferences are not just for technically literate people. So a lot of people say, oh, you know, I don't understand all this hacking business. We try to make it as open to people as possible so that you can go in there with all the knowledge in the world and learn something, or you can go in there with no knowledge at all and get a lot out of it and not feel like you're being talked down to, because most people in the hacker world are not like that. 212-209-2950 for a pledge of $125. Two tickets to the Fifth HOPE conference. Takes place over 3 days, July 9th, 10th, and 11th. You'll see people like Steve Wozniak, Kevin Mitnick, Jello Biafra, and many, many more. As for a pledge of $125, again, you also get the T-shirt. For $75, you get the Freedom Downtime DVD set, actually, long-awaited, as well as an off-the-hook T-shirt. And for every pledge over $50, an off-the-hook T-shirt goes without saying. Every pledge, of course, is welcome. Even if you can only pledge $25, that's fine. It definitely goes to help the station. 212.
It's more than fine. It's appreciated.
It is.
It's very, very important.
212-209-2950 is our phone number. Please make those lines light up. Bernie, where are you now?
In a torrential downpour. So if that sounds like static in the background, it's being pelted with raindrops.
Oh, did that catch up to you? That hit us pretty hard earlier today.
I think it goes the other direction.
Yeah.
Does it?
It's,
yeah.
We're going to get got later. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting more.
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
Many people have said that if it's a Dayton Ham Pancake, it must mean rain. Because the past several years have been subjected the Ham Pancake to a lot of rain. But that doesn't stop people from coming.
Yeah, that shows you how much fun it is, because even in the torrential downpours, you still find some pretty good deals.
It reminds me of almost like a camp, because thousands and thousands of people set up tents outdoors, displaying various technologies, and it's really a community feel to the event, rain or shine. It's you know, you run into the same people every year and new people, and it's not unlike the hacker camps in Germany that we attended.
That's right. You get the same spirit. And I really like the Midwest. You know, people sometimes forget that the Midwest is out there. We think of, you know, New York, we think of the West Coast, and we forget about the whole middle part of America. And there's a lot of really cool people out there.
It's very true. When I've been mentioning to people that I'm going away for the weekend to Ohio, and every time I say that, they always ask why.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, I've never been there, so I can't really tell them.
Well, you can tell them why when you get back. But
I have a tip for you. Bring your own butter.
You're not going to start that again.
Well, you want to eat waffles at the Waffle House, you have to.
2-hour argument with the waitress over the fact that they don't sell butter at Waffle House. What do they sell instead?
It's a margarine. You're in Dairyland, for crying out loud. You can't get butter.
Wisconsin is Dairyland.
Well, excuse me. You're in the Midwest.
All right.
Okay.
There are cows. I've seen them.
Yes.
We have cows.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't know.
I'm just trying to help the boy.
All right.
I'll make sure to bring a stick of butter.
You'll be glad you did.
Although the Waffle House out there in Dayton that has the cars up in the sky, really kind of cool. I don't know if that's still there. I'll show you that.
And it's full of birds.
Full of birds.
Flying in and out of it.
What's the story with that, Bernie?
There were hundreds of birds flying in and out of his car as if it's 100 feet up in the air. Very strange.
Very strange. That's the kind of thing that Ohio is made of, legendary stuff like that. 212-209-2950, please show your support for Off the Hook so we can have more such observations like this passing through our airwaves. Again, Bernie S. Hurtling towards Ohio. You're still in Pennsylvania, though, right?
Yes, just reaching the West Virginia border very soon.
Uh-huh. Okay, great.
Wheeling, West Virginia.
And,
Wheeling into Wheeling.
You still have a torrential downpour? Have you golf ball-sized hail?
It's cleaning up. It's clearing up now.
Okay. I was going to ask if you stick your phone out the window so we could hear the rain actually hitting it, but...
wouldn't be good for the phone.
Probably not. But I'm surprised we're actually keeping a connection this long.
Yeah, it's not bad. I think along the major highways, the wireless carriers tend to try to keep a connection. I've noticed a lot of towers along the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and some of them have two or three different carriers supported on the same tower, as you can see from the antenna configuration. So...
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense. If they can keep connectivity on the interstates, I think that's 90% of the people that would be using it.
And also for emergency calls and things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you're in the middle of nowhere, that's the best place to have.
Speaking of emergency calls, there's been all kinds of talk recently about the Olympics coming up and the Republican convention here in New York and ways of battling terrorism. And one of the strategies that they're actually considering is implementing a cell phone jammer that would jam all cell phone traffic in the region, apparently, to prevent things like cell phone triggered explosives. How those work is you, I guess, either a timer goes off in the cell phone, or in some cases you call the number, and when it rings, that makes the device detonate. Now, Bernie, I can't remember if you were passionately saying that this was a good idea or passionately saying that this was a bad idea. Which was it?
I think it's I passionately feel it's a very bad idea because it really is not going to fix the problem. There are so many ways that one of these improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, that the kind that we're seeing in Iraq now, these IEDs, not to be confused with IUDs, by the way, they can be triggered by all kinds of things. It could be a pager, it could be a cell phone, it could be a timer.
It could be an alarm clock like on the cartoons.
Exactly, like on all the old TV shows. And, unless they're going to jam the entire, unless the officials are going to jam the entire electromagnetic spectrum, it's really a waste of time. And if they do that, then the security people and the people that are supposed to be protecting us won't be able to communicate on their wireless two-way radios. So it's really a dumb idea.
Yeah, and that's the thing that keeps coming back, for the cell phone jammer. What if people need to report something? They can't use their cell phone to get through because the cell phones are being jammed. How stupid are these people?
Very.
Well, do you want...
I think it's a good example of people in authority who are making rules about technologies that they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in some cases it makes sense. Like if it's a localized thing, not for the whole... I mean, there was that president of some country who, didn't get a bridge blown up over him.
Well, he traveled with a phone jammer
local. That's what I'm saying. And if it's localized, I mean, it's not a terrible idea, but if it's...
So we
jammed
the cell phones around Bush's limousine is what you're saying.
Well, sure.
Okay. All right. Assuming that's the end result that you want.
We don't want President Bush talking to people. Who knows what ideas they might give him.
I don't think there's much danger of that, but so that's what we're looking at as far as that kind of thing goes, where technology is being implemented in very strange ways. It's going to be an interesting summer. I mean, we have all these things coming up, not just for the Fifth Hope Conference. That's at the beginning, but we have the Olympics, we have the conventions, we've got all kinds of things coming up that are going to really stress people out and. I don't know. I don't know where it's going to wind up.
If the Republican convention stresses you out, by the way, then you should write Mayor Bloomberg a letter telling him you don't want the Olympics because they're going to be so much worse.
But we'll get a stadium right in the middle of town.
Oh, great.
And who knows what else? Yeah. Okay. Again, you can write to us, oth@2600.com, with feedback on various things. We have a few letters we're going to read. But first, let's make sure that people are continuing to call the number, 212-209-2950. Again, we're offering two pledge packages, two very special pledge packages How are we doing? $250. That's great. Thanks, people, for calling in. We need to be a couple of thousand before this thing is over at 9 o'clock. So please give a call, 212-209-2950. We have two main pledge levels. $75 gets you the just brand new, not even printed yet, but about to be printed, Freedom Downtime DVD set. Two DVDs filled with all kinds of material, including the film and interviews and commentaries and translations and hidden stuff and all kinds of other fun things. That's for a pledge of $75. For a pledge of $125, two tickets to the Fifth Hope Conference, and all pledges above $50 get a off-the-hook T-shirt. 212-209-2950. We have no calls on the line, so make that into one, and then two, and then five, because that's how it works. That's how we've been doing it since the station went on the air.
All right, start the timer, and in 3 minutes we'll get the calls.
Do you think so? Okay, I'm going to start the timer.
They're giving us a little note that they'd like us to also mention that they need some volunteers.
They need volunteers. Okay, that means that they're busy down there. That means that they need help, because I can't figure out how to start the timer. Oh, well. So volunteers. Well, do they just come down, volunteers?
Yeah, they can just come down. Okay, there are people out there that know the drill.
Call up 212-209-2950, and I'm sure they can tell you how to volunteer when you do that. But please call that number and pledge. And let's help get off the hook a strong showing for the spring 2004 fundraiser here at WBAI. You guys see this? I don't know if this is true or completely made up, but someone sent us a link. This is called the RFID sniper rifle. Yes, you can go to www.backfire.dk/empire-north/new-site/products_en001.htm. Buy your ID sniper T-shirt there as well. ID sniper rifle is designed by Empire North. It's used to implant a GPS microchip in the body of a human being using a high-powered sniper rifle as the long-distance injector. The microchip will enter the body and stay there, causing no internal damage and only a very small amount of physical pain to the target. It will feel like a mosquito bite lasting a fraction of a second. At the same time, a digital camcorder with a zoom lens fitted within the scope will take a high-resolution picture of the target. The picture will be stored on a memory card for later image analysis. This can't be real. I mean, you know, sometimes I read something and, you know, it's fiction, but it's not so far from the truth. And I'm not sure which I'm reading right now. Why use the ID sniper rifle? As the urban battlefield grows more complex and intense, new ways of managing and controlling crowds are needed. The attention of the media changes the rules of the game. Sometimes it is difficult to engage the enemy in the streets without causing damage to the all-important image of the state. Instead, Empire North suggests to mark and identify a suspicious subject at a safe distance, enabling the National Law Enforcement Agency to keep track of the target through a satellite in the weeks to come.
Well, the thing is, RFID tags aren't really, like, you can't locate them by satellite, can you? Because, I mean, when we looked into RFID stuff, a lot of the stuff was you had to be within a couple of feet at most.
Mm-hmm.
So it just doesn't seem to add up. I mean,
well, this might be.
I'm not a small country, so I don't really know.
This might be
sure,
the kind of chip that you implant in your pet. Is it GPS chip ammunition? Is what they're referring to?
Well, yeah, but with the ones you implant in your pet, generally when they're caught, the pound will scan them. So it actually isn't something that you locate. I mean, it's like you'll put them into a database, and then the pound.
ID sniper rifle, according to this, was presented by Empire North in Beijing at the China Police 2002 exhibition. So, Bernie, what do you think? You think this is for real?
I think it's a clever hoax.
It is pretty clever. They got a picture of it and everything.
But if you think about the physics, I mean, there are some glaring, for people who are technically literate, some glaring inconsistencies in the description. One, as I think Mike or Red Hack just mentioned, the RFID tags are not trackable or detectable from a satellite. You have to be very close to the chip to be able to ping it and get a signal back. They don't radiate their own signal, so you know, you have to be a few inches or a few feet at most to pick the thing up. And the other thing is, I wonder about the ballistics. I looked at the actual RFID, the implantable chip that they showed on the same webpage, and I doubt you could fire that from any distance and have it enter the body. And if you could, it would hurt a whole heck of a lot more than a mosquito bite. So,
but they're not going to tell you that.
No. So I can't...
not a selling point.
I can't imagine this would not be noticeable by someone who got one of these things fired into their flesh.
Oh, you'd notice. No, there's no doubt about that. You would definitely notice. But the thing is, you know, what would you do about it? What could you do about it? And just to clear up something, I said RFID. That's what the one of the people who sent us this link referred to it as. But, you know, looking at the website myself, I don't see any reference to RFID. I see it referred to as a GPS chip. And
That's bogus.
They also say it was presented in New York City in April 2004. So,
it would be a good investigative journalism task to track down the authenticity of this, because personally, I think it's got to be bogus based on the technical information. A GPS receiver must have a power source, and the thing is just way too small to have a battery in it, and it's much smaller. This thing's about the size of a grain of sand, and there have been no GPS receivers made anywhere near that small, and that's not even counting a power supply.
Now, I'd like to address this to the people who are listening to the show in the future when such things are possible, and see how nice a period this was when we thought that it was impossible, because who can doubt in this room that such a thing is not being planned by some group of people someplace?
Well, I'm sure it's a fantasy that would, Bush administration wet dream, this sort of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's just not possible from a standpoint of physics yet. But you got to keep your eyes open for this sort of thing, because it's exactly the kind of thing that would be deployed in the future if it were technically feasible.
That's right. I don't think there aren't people out there trying to figure out ways to read our brainwaves so that they can stop terrorism. And we're going to tell you when we find out about things like this, and we're going to theorize about the possibilities. That's what we're here for on Off the Hook. Call us, 212-209-2950. Pledge your support. We're still at $250. I don't know if they've had time to update that. But we certainly could use a lot more phone calls. This is our spring fundraiser, the only time we're going to be offering these items, the Freedom Downtime DVD and tickets to the Hope Conference in July. Those are the two main premiums we're offering here, 212-209-2950.
You know, and the thing is, anything like this where, you know, you end up, say, with, you know, human RFID implants or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to be something that, you know, the state says, well, everyone has to have it. It's going to sneak itself in, sort of.
Well, first they'll test it on prisoners. Right. That's what they do.
I mean, like, some technology like this would sneak itself in sort of gradually. I mean, I remember a while back someone was playing with having a microchip implanted in their arm or something so that they could move from office to office, and the computer there would identify that person and, you know, bring up whatever console they'd been using.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, exactly. It's something that, you know, could be put, you know... if you've ever seen the movie Minority Report, they would have iris scans that would then personalize.
Oh, we lost Bernie again. Okay.
Would then personalize, you know, things around the people for them, you know, target advertising and things. And it's just sort of something that would, I feel, that would kind of sneak itself into our culture.
Well, all you need is a crisis. You know, a crisis of some sort to say, you know, remember that technology that was used for fun? Well, we could use it for something serious.
Right. Yeah.
And, then it starts getting used, for safety's sake, and then it starts becoming mandatory, you know, like social security numbers and fingerprints and everything else that you see being used all around these days.
I think we've already mentioned on this show, but there's a club in Spain, I think in Ibiza, which is offering implantable RFID chips to its patrons as a sort of loyalty card program.
So you always have it in there.
Yeah, so you just kind of wave your hand and pay for your drinks and things.
Well, speaking of waiving things and paying for them, they're this is real. This really is happening. MasterCard is introducing something called PayPass. They say it's coming to a wallet near you. It's a new card feature that's being tested in the Orlando, Florida area. It's available on a limited basis to select current Chase, Citi, and MBNA cardholders. Bernie, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Right. Sorry about that.
There's no delay at all on shortwave, is there?
No, it's virtually real time. It's really wonderful. You can hear Off the Hook in most of the Western Hemisphere. So anyhow, go ahead.
Can you just hold the phone up to the radio for a second while I say hello?
Go ahead.
Hello. Well, that doesn't sound like me. Well, that's the kind of fun you can have if you have a radio and a phone together. Well, Bernie, we're talking about PayPass, which is a new program being introduced by MasterCard. Basically, it allows you to basically tap and go is how they're referring to it. You don't have to swipe your card or even hand your card to a merchant. Just tap on a little device, and you've paid for it. Basically, the way they're explaining it. Your card never leaves your hand. Of course, you get the same level of security you've been accustomed to. $0 liability for unauthorized purchases and a receipt for every purchase. Basically, you can go to www.paypass.com for all the information on this. The MasterCard PayPass card has built-in chip technology as well as a standard magnetic stripe. This enables the card to be used in the traditional manner at all MasterCard acceptance locations by swiping the magnetic stripe. However, at PayPass accepting retail locations, the card holder can pay with one simple touch of the card. No swipe is required for most transactions under $25. So apparently they have a limit on this for now anyway. The MasterCard card enhanced with PayPass contains a chip and a tiny antenna inside the card. The card and specially equipped PayPass terminals communicate payment card details using very short-range radio waves to make the transaction process simpler and quicker for all. This type of wireless payment is ideal for merchant locations where speed is essential, such as fast food restaurants, gas stations, convenience stores, toll roads, mass transit, vending machines, etc.
Gas stations have actually had this for a while now. When I drove.
You're talking about SpeedPass, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Mobile's
had that for a while.
But this you hold in your hand, and you simply touch it to
a... SpeedPass was on a key, and you held it very closely over a scanner.
This is where the expression, though, when your account is empty, they call it tapped out.
Yes, absolutely.
You've been waiting so long just to say that.
Since I had my finger up, yeah.
Okay, well, that's just one thing that's coming, and... Mark my words, the day will come where you just hold your card up and you've paid for something, kind of like an auction.
And it couldn't be terribly difficult to pick up, to ping the device and have it return the number, and then, you can make a copy of it.
Just knock into somebody, while you're brushing by them.
That, too. I remember back at H2K2, there was, there was a group that had something that, they could... they would ping your smart the card that you'd wave over to let a lot of offices have them and get the number from that so they could copy it. The same thing could happen with this.
That was the proximity reader.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
212-209-2950 is our phone number. Please show your support. We have people to thank, Mike.
We have people to thank, and. And where are their names on this card?
You look confused.
Yes. We want to thank Joshua from Edgewater, New Jersey. And we want to thank Tom from Perth Amboy, New Jersey.
Two New Jersey people.
Two New Jersey. Brian from Brooklyn. And Jamie, who is from Port Monmouth, also in New Jersey.
All right. So New Jersey clearly is winning as far as showing support for this radio station.
Which, frankly, as a New Yorker, I find unacceptable.
I'm pleased.
Well, you're from New Jersey, yeah, but...
Those are my people.
There are people all over the world listening to us right now. We can call up as well and keep this place afloat, because if WBAI was not here, you wouldn't be able to hear this, and you wouldn't be able to hear so much more that airs over these airwaves. 212-209-2950 for no other reason than to show support for the radio station. We only do this a few times a year. It's essential. It keeps the place alive and keeps radio shows like this going. 212-209-2950. We're up to $500. That's great, but we need to keep the momentum going. We're on for 2 hours tonight until 9 o'clock because the folks here at WBAI know that off-the-hook listeners really care about the station and will show support. That's why we get the extra time so that we can hopefully pull in more of you. 212-209-2950. Again, $75. You get the off... I keep saying the wrong DVD. The Freedom Downtime DVD. I'm not used to saying it because it's just coming out now. For $125, you get two tickets to the Fifth Hope, which is our conference this year featuring Jello Biafra, Steve Wozniak, Kevin Mitnick, and many, many more.
And the T-shirt.
And the T-shirt. Don't forget that T-shirt. I can't imagine someone saying, I'm not going to pledge until they hear about the T-shirt. And that puts them over the edge,
What's wrong with the T-shirt?
No, I'm just saying, it's great.
It's the hook.
but we're offering such amazing things here. We're offering the, you know, a double DVD set. We're offering two tickets to an amazing conference.
It is
I would
a really
hope
cool
that would get
t-shirt.
People to call I mean, in. Yeah, it's a cool T-shirt.
And we're offering a radio station.
We're offering a radio station. Yeah. That's
and they need volunteers.
They need volunteers. They need money. They need all kinds of things. We have to do this to keep the place going.
We should point out that they need the volunteers tonight. Now they need people that know this
right
drill.
Now?
Yeah, they're putting the signs up. They want people to come down to help answer the phones that are in the area that do this.
All right. So get your coat on, run down the street, and hopefully help us out there. If they need any of us to go down, you know, maybe we should run down there. And
you think?
Do the show from the tally room. I don't know if it gets really, you know, hectic and crazy, but don't let that keep you from calling. I mean, yeah, there'll be mayhem, people running around, knocking into each other, but that's the kind of mayhem we like to see, because that means that there's enthusiasm out there, that means there's support out there, and in the end, it does matter. In the end, it makes a big difference. We feel good at bringing in a lot of calls, despite the injuries that may result from everybody running around trying to answer all the phones.
They're starting to come in now.
They're starting to come in.
And they look like Jersey Blinks, too. That's
oh,
nice.
They do not.
They do.
You can't tell.
I can tell
Jersey
from here. I'm this close.
You see what this is resorting to here? No. People from all over have to start showing support. 212-209-2950. New Yorkers, come on. People in Connecticut, where are you?
That's okay, Jersey. Keep calling.
914 people. I know you're out there. You listen all the time. And those of you out in places like Iowa and Ohio, which is where we're heading, you know, and countries like England, Australia.
Well, they'll hear that in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, or maybe tomorrow if they don't listen until the next day. But, you know, hopefully people are listening live. If you're listening live, this is your time. This is the time to call in and show support for the radio station. Imagine, your call could push us over a limit that we had not thought we could make. All right, we want to make a few $1,000s here tonight. Every call gets us closer to that goal. And we're donating things to the radio station to try and make it as palatable as possible. And, you know, you can conceivably call in. If you have a bunch of friends that want to go to the conference and you haven't bought your tickets yet, well, you can get the tickets as part of our donation to WBAI. You can help the radio station out and get the tickets at the same time by pledging multiple times. So if you pledge $250, you get four tickets to the conference
t-shirts.
And two T-shirts. So there's all kinds of mathematical possibilities here. 212-209-2950. The friendly tally people will be more than helpful in figuring all this out.
Yes, they will.
So there.
212-209-2950. Bernie, where are you now?
I'm nearing Wheeling, West Virginia.
Are you going to make the traditional stop? We always kind of go down the hill there in West Virginia.
It is an interesting little Midwest town, especially the bridge. They've redone their bridge. I don't know what river that is. Do you know, Jeff, what river that is?
Oh, gosh. I remember the gas station and the restaurant we stop at.
It could be the Ohio River. But
I'm sure somebody in West Virginia listening now who's about to call in and pledge support can notate that to the volunteer who will then tell us what the name of the river is, and that's how communication
when
is
When we thank them, we can read the name of the river.
That's how it works.
Exactly.
Let's see if there's a single person in West Virginia where Bernie S. is now that can call in. Imagine how Bernie will feel knowing that he's in a state where people support what he's doing right now at this moment. Driving to Dayton, talking on the radio, and spreading information about the hacker world, technology, and all that kind of thing that we've been doing since 1988. 212-209-2950. Are those calls from West Virginia? I see calls coming in.
Yeah.
Even if you're not in West Virginia, you know, we welcome calls from everywhere. 212-209-2950.
Wheeling, West Virginia is also home to the school called Wheeling Jesuit University, which always kind of amused me, that name.
Wheeling Jesuits.
Yeah, I can guess go there.
If you don't have vertigo or anything like that, I guess that would work out. 212-209-2950. Let's read some listener mail. Again, you can send us mail, oth@2600.com. Let's see here. This person wrote in to ask us a question about a strange car they saw in Manhattan. While walking around Manhattan yesterday, it's probably in the upper 60s or 70s on the east side, I saw what appeared to be an undercover cop car, the black ones that all looked the same, with the tinted windows and the hidden lights and siren. As I walked past it, I saw that it had three or four different antennas mounted in the back, and I remember thinking I hadn't seen one with that many antennas before, but that maybe I just hadn't noticed it. I walked on, glanced back at it, and this time noticed the license plate, which was a normal New York white and blue plate, except that the number was simply 4. That did strike me as somewhat odd. Though maybe multiple antennas are standard, I'm pretty sure I would have noticed something like a single-digit license plate number before. Have you guys ever seen or heard of anything like this? Or is this commonplace, and I've just been too wrapped up in myself to notice? Signed, Kenji. Well, it can't be that commonplace, because it's only 9 possible numbers. And, well, 10, I guess, if you count 0.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess you get single-letter plates. But I've never seen a single-number plate. That's got to be something that's pretty damn important.
Yeah, that's...
Bernie, you ever see a single-number license plate out there?
I have. I believe the governor of Pennsylvania, his vehicle says 1.
Well, I guess that would make sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
Of course, he has to give it up when he turns the office over to somebody else.
No, it's the governor's limo. It transfers from governor to governor. Currently, it's Ed Wendell, but whoever his predecessor was had it as well.
Uh-huh.
It's got to make finding your car easy.
Absolutely, and if you get pulled over by a cop, there's not a lot of time.
Well, he doesn't. Ed Rendell recently was accused of going over 100 miles an hour regularly on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, telling the state police officer who drives him to regularly go, just constantly go over 100 miles an hour here on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. So, but so many people saw him doing this and the police weren't ticketing him; they just let this car fly 100 miles an hour. So, unmistakable. If you see a car going 100 miles an hour, take a look at a license plate in Pennsylvania, and it's probably the governor.
And if you can see the license plate at that kind of a speed, but that's something. Abuse of power.
Have you ever seen those vanity plates that are like VW, 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 VW over and over again?
Yeah, they're very hard
to read.
Yeah. But, I'm sure there's other ways now that police can read your license plate as you speed by. Sort of like using the EasyPass system where you just sort of get a ticket in the mail. They don't even pull you over. Mm. You're speeding and bingo, your car is locked.
There are optical readers now. I saw an interesting demonstration at the CeBIT technology show a couple months ago in Hanover, Germany, where there were basically video cameras trained into traffic. They had slot cars going around with mini license plates, and these things were whizzing around at high speed, and they were getting accurate reads on these consistently. And so the company is marketing these to read, and they say that they will read any license plate in the world at high speed. So you don't need an RFID or any kind of a transponder like an Easy Pass or Sun Pass in Florida in your car. You can be read remotely just with a TV camera pointing at the car, even if you're whizzing by at 100 miles an hour.
Something to think about if you're in a speeding car doing something you don't want people to know about.
You would think that would bring up a whole black market in special lenses that could be affixed to your license plate that could only be read from straight on, like some of these high security keypads, you can only see from looking like tunnel vision straight on.
Mm-hmm. You mean like a little honeycomb?
Something exactly like that. So a camera on an overpass or something would not be able to read your plate. I think that'd be a good idea.
That sounds like a great idea. Are these things even legal to have anymore?
Probably not, but nobody's tested it yet, so.
It's not like they're going to be able to figure out who you were in retrospect.
Well, would a cop coming up behind you be able to tell that you had one of those devices?
Good question.
Probably not if he could read the plate.
If he could read the plate, he'd think nothing was amiss. But
right.
The camera would know. The camera would know that something was wrong, but then the camera wouldn't know who you were.
Right.
Exactly.
Wow, this the whole avenue of resistance opening up here.
Better solution, of course, is to not drive, but well then.
Yeah, well, that's your solution to everything. 212-209-2950 is our phone number. We have 2 calls on the line. Please give us a call and show your support for the radio station for Off the Hook. We have 2 major premiums here that we're offering for the first time, for the first and only time, I believe, here on this radio station. Well, obviously, we can't offer the Hope tickets when Hope is over. That wouldn't be very nice. Hope is coming up in July. We're offering 2 tickets for a pledge of $125, and we're offering a copy of the brand new Freedom Downtime DVD set, 2 DVDs with all kinds of...
both.
I was getting to the shirt. You want me to say the shirt first? I can do that from now on. Fine, you get a shirt for everything $50 and above. Everything $50. And so if you pledge $1,000, you'll get at least 1 shirt. Maybe you'll get more than that. 212-209-2950. But again, the Freedom Downtime DVD is available for that pledge of $75. And that's something I think people are going to be talking about. It's been in the works. The film came out in, 2001? Well, it was aired in 2000 at H2K, but it officially came out in 2001, and the DVD has been worked on ever since. Most of the filming was done in 1998. It takes a long time to do these things. It really does. A lot of people, a lot of time. And when you're not a Hollywood production house, it really drives home the point that these things are complicated. These things take a lot of skill, a lot of effort, and you just have to keep going. You know, and that's what we've been doing, and we're at the point now we can finally say, hey, here it is.
And Emmanuel, I want to ask you, is the rumor true that I heard that Disney and Miramax will not be carrying this film?
They won't be carrying our film, that's right. Disney has been very clear on that with Miramax, saying, Miramax, you may not distribute Freedom Downtime. Of course, Miramax never had the right to do that in the first place, but they want to make sure. They want to make sure. Yeah, Miramax is
actually, they are in the film, though.
That's right.
Oh, they're in the film big time. Absolutely. Absolutely. But Miramax will not be distributing our film. We will be distributing our film. And that means that we can distribute it to whoever we wish. Any country, any person. There's no big corporate entities standing above us saying, you may not send this out, like there is with Michael Moore's new film.
Did we region code it, or is it open?
It's region free, right?
It's region free.
Region coding is not going to be a problem.
Very good.
That's all I'm going to say on that. 212-209-2950 is the phone number. We have a couple of calls on the line. Please join those people. This is Off the Hook. We're on normally from 7 to 8. Tonight we're on from 7 to 9. So if you're just getting in and realizing that you missed the show, well, guess what? We have a whole other hour coming up. Personal Computer Show will be on next week with an extended time slot. So feel free to tune in then if you want to listen to that particular show. But we're on for another hour. 212-209-2950 is the phone number to call to pledge support to Off the Hook, to the radio station. And again, for those pledge levels, you will get all kinds of nifty things. 212-209-2950. Let's take a musical break. We do occasionally when we do longer shows, we play the entire Off the Hook theme, the original version, as it came from the Big Audio Dynamite song way back when. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with the second hour of Off the Hook.
No matter what people say, these songs easy way. It's out of your day from Boss DJ Don.